Hi, thank you for calling the Depo Provera helpline. My name is Natalia on a recorded line. What is the name of the person that you're transferring?
Her name is Maria, M-A-R-I-A, Fabella, F-A-B-E-L-A.
Okay, thank you so much.
All right, I'll transfer now. Fabella, you're in good hands. I'm transferring you now.
All right, thank you for everything.
Yes, ma'am. Have a nice evening.
You too.
Hi, Miss Maria, can you hear me okay?
Yes, ma'am, I can hear you.
Yes, okay, perfect. My name is Natalia. I'll be your intake specialist today. Would you like to see if you meet the requirements to participate in the lawsuit?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, okay. And I'm on a recorded line. I'm just going to ask you a few quick questions here. Did you already get an attorney to assist you?
No, ma'am.
No, okay. Are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not signed any sort of contracts or retainers with the law firm for this matter?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And is this for yourself or a loved one?
This is for myself.
Yourself, okay. Are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
Yes. And were you diagnosed with a meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes, ma'am.
You were. Okay, I'm so sorry to hear about that. Did you receive any treatment or any surgeries at all?
Yes, ma'am.
You did. Okay. Where were you treated? What hospital?
Texas Health in Fort Worth.
You said Texas Health?
Yes, it's called Texas Health Fort Worth.
In Fort Worth. Okay. So Texas Health.
It's the hospital, Texas Health Fort Worth. In
okay.
Fort Worth, Texas. Yes, ma'am.
Is it Harris Methodist Hospital?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. Okay. Do you remember where it was located? What street?
Yes, ma'am. It's 1301 Pennsylvania Avenue in Fort Worth, Texas. And I think the zip code is 76104.
76104. Okay. And
yes,
is that where you were diagnosed as well?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. Okay. And do you remember the name of the doctor that treated you?
Yes, Dr. Quinton Adams.
Okay. Can you spell that for me?
The first name is Quentin. Last name Adams, A-D-A-M-S.
Okay. Dr. Quentin Adams. Okay. And where did you receive the injection, the Depo Provera? Was that at the same hospital or a different location?
Where I got the Depo shot from, from my OBGYN.
Okay, and where were they located?
They were located in Fort Worth also.
Oh, okay, so it was the same hospital?
No, it's not the same hospital.
Oh, okay, what was the name of the medical facility?
The OBGYN.
Uh-huh.
It's located in the same hospital, but it's like across the street. So I guess you can use the same name. And the doctor name was Jose Martinez.
Okay. Is it J-O-S-E for Jose?
Yes.
And then Martinez, is that M-A-R-T-I-N-E-Z?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Perfect. Thank you. And then... Besides the meningioma, have you ever been diagnosed with cancer previously?
No, ma'am.
No, okay. And when were you diagnosed with the meningioma?
I was diagnosed in December of 2023.
December of 2023, okay. And what is your date of birth?
March 14, 1970.
March 14, 1970. Okay. And besides yourself, do you know anybody else that was injured by the Depo Provera?
No, ma'am.
No. Okay. And then for the use of the injection, did you use the brand name, the Depo Provera?
Yes.
Yes. Did you take it for at least 1 year, meaning you took 4 injections in the 1 year?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. When did you start taking it? What year?
February 2021.
February of 2021. Okay. And then when did you stop using it?
December of 2023, when I have got diagnosed.
Uh-huh. Okay. So December 2023. Okay. And can you confirm your gender for me?
Female.
Okay. And I have your first and last name, Maria Fabella. Do you have a middle initial?
L.
L, okay. And is this your cell phone number here, the 214-869-0998?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, okay. So far it looks like you do meet the minimum requirements. So I'm going to go ahead and continue with the intake form. At the end of the questionnaire, I'll send you a retainer agreement. It's an electronic document that gives the attorneys permission to start working on the case. Is that okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, perfect. And I have your email here. Is it mariafabella1370@gmail.com?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, okay, perfect. And for the attorneys, can you verify your social?
My whole social or just the last four?
The whole social.
457-378-8872.
8872, okay. And what is your current mailing address?
8915 Finney Street, Dallas, Texas, 75228, apartment 1103.
Okay. 8915, you said Philly Street?
Finney, S-E-N-A-T-E.
Okay. F-E-N-A-T-E. Okay. You said Dallas, Texas?
Yes.
Okay. I'm not seeing it pop up here. Can you repeat it? I have 8915, and then spell the street again.
8915 Senate, S-E-N-A-T-E,
oh.
Street.
Oh, Senate.
Dallas, Texas. Yes.
Okay. S as in Sam?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, perfect. Thank you. Is there a unit number or anything like that?
Apartment 1103.
Apartment 1103. Okay.
Oh, it's hot in here.
All right. And then we have the medical information here. We're almost done. I do appreciate your patience.
I'm okay.
Do you have a copy of the medical records that you can provide the attorneys later?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. Okay, perfect. And then the last thing I need from you is just an emergency contact in case something happens. So if you become unresponsive, we'll reach out to them so that there's no disruptions in the case, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
And for that, is it somebody that lives with you or lives separate?
Live separate.
Separate, okay. And what is their relationship to you?
Daughter.
Your daughter, okay. And what is her phone number?
214-727-2903.
Okay. 214-727-2903.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And what is her first and last name?
Lisa, L-E-S-H-A, Lewis, L-E-W-I-S.
Okay. Lisa Lewis. All right. So that's it for the questionnaire here. I'm going to send you the electronic document. Have you done a DocuSign before?
Yes, ma'am, I have.
Yes. Okay, perfect. So you're going to be familiar with it. It's just going to be a few initials, a few signatures. I'll send it to your email and a text message as well. It's the same thing. Whichever one's easier for you to open, you can access.
All righty. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Of course. And I'll stay on the line with you in case you have any questions or if you need help navigating the page. You can put me on speaker now if you haven't already.
Yes, ma'am. I'll switch on speaker.
Okay, perfect. Let me just make sure everything's spelled correctly, and then I'll send it over right now.
You okay? Yes, Mom. You know you got the big one.
All right. And then while you do that, I'm going to pull up the information for the attorney so that I can send that to you.
All righty. Thank you. the one in the box. Since you are done signing, did you receive it?
Let me double check. Yes. Okay, I just got the notification. So everything's been signed. And you'll also get another email. I think it's a copy of everything that you signed. So you have that for your records, okay?
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Now, the next thing you can expect, Ms. Maria, you'll get a call within 5 business days from the attorneys. They'll do a case verification call, and then they'll let you know if they need any new information, okay?
All righty. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. I'm sending you a text message with their phone number and my direct desk line, so you can save it in your contacts. And if you have any other questions, you can call me back or you can text me, okay?
All righty. Thank you.
Perfect. Thank you so much, ma'am. I hope you have a good night.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Happy holidays.